Every year, Chad Hood fishes Alaska, and he does it on a budget. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We do not have luxuries by any means. To be able to accomplish that means that I don't have a lot of changes of clothes. We don't have even necessarily a lot of creature comforts at camp, but it makes it to where it's affordable and it's manageable. And then, of course, on the back end of the trip, I always try to take fish home with me. And the way that works, a lot of time, I think this is probably a little intimidating to people because they just don't know, but there's no need to be shipping fish down from Alaska. You can make it all happen yourself. And what we do is usually, like on a remote trip like that, assuming we got the thumbs up from the pilot that, yeah, our pickup's still good. We'll start keeping fish the day before and then hopefully have enough time the following day that we can collect enough fish to take out from the bush. And so we'll keep fish the morning of. Any fish that we've caught, I'll fillet up, put them in the plastic bags, and then wrap them up in a dry bag. And then when we get into civilization, typically I'll have arranged or figure out a freezer that I can put that fish in. And I have the luxury that usually I smoke all my fish so I don't have to repackage them, but that certainly it wouldn't take much to do it. Get them in a freezer. Usually they'll only get partially frozen.
Which is enough to keep the fish until he gets home. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.